弟兄姊妹早上好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
我们中间有多少人是没有遇到过挫折，没有经历过失败的？举手我看一下。
How many of us that have never encountered a failure or frustrations? Please raise your hand.
一个都没有吗？
Nobody.
我呢？
As for me.
在过去这些年日里面也是经历过很多的挫折和失败的。
In my past years, I have experienced many frustrations and failures.
那么这些挫折和失败对于我们的生命来说意味着什么呢？
And what do these frustrations and failures mean to us?
我们今天讲到的题目呢是神拣选并预备摩西。
Today my topic is God chose and prepared Moses.
我们讲到的经文呢是出埃及记的这个二章和三章。
And our scriptures comes from Exodus chapter 2-3.
神拣选和使用一个人。
When God chose and prepared and used someone,
这个过程是什么样子的？
What is the process?
很多时候呢，神拣选一个人，并不是拣选那个最有能力的人。
Many times when God chose someone, it wasn't the someone who is the most capable.
神拣选一个人呢，很多时候并不是拣选那个背景最干净的人。
And many times God did not choose someone who has a very clean background.
神拣选一个人呢，更多的时候拣选的是一个愿意在神的手中被重塑的人。
And many times the people God chose are the ones who are willing to be shaped by God in His hand.
我们看这个圣经出埃及记，看到摩西的故事，觉得太奇妙了。
And when we read the book of Exodus, and when we read about the story of Moses, it was very, very amazing.
神拣选摩西呢，让摩西去做一个好像人眼中看是不可能完成的任务。
God chose Moses to perform something that was impossible in people's eyes.
要把这个在埃及地做奴隶已经几百年的希伯来人要带出来去侍奉耶和华。
To lead the Hebrews who had been working as slaves for hundreds of years in Egypt to lead them out and to worship God.
然后我们问一个问题。这个神拣选摩西是在什么时间拣选他的？
So we would ask a question, when was the time that God chose Moses?
有的人说呢，是在摩西八十岁在旷野放羊的时候，神在燃烧的这个荆棘丛中拣选他的。
Some people say that God chose Moses when he was 80 years old and he saw the burning bush in the wilderness.
有的人说不对不对，更早的时候，摩西呢，他在埃及的皇宫里面作为一个被收养的王子长大，在他四十岁的时候拣选他的。
Some people say, oh no, God has chosen Moses when he was 40 in the palace of Egypt and growing up there.
那时候他正好是这个年富力强的时候。
And he was strong and he was very powerful.
他接受了全世界可能最好的教育。
He might have received the best education in the world.
他意气风发，志得意满。
And he was ambitious and he was prosperous.
但是我想告诉大家的是，神更早的拣选他。
But what I want to tell you, what I want to tell you is that God chose him even earlier than that.
可能是在他还没有出母腹的时候就已经拣选他。
Maybe when he wasn't even conceived in his mother's womb, that God had already chosen him.
那时候从人的眼睛来看呢，他是一个奴隶的孩子。
From man's perspective, he is a son of a slave.
而且我们知道当时的大环境，法老已经下令所有希伯来的这个男婴都要被杀死。
Under that, the major circumstances that Pharaoh has already made the commandment that all the baby boys will be killed.
作为一个男孩子，摩西在还没有出母腹的时候，已经是一个必死的孩子了。
So while Moses was still in his mother's womb, he was a son born to be dead.
神在那个时候拣选的他。
And God had chosen him at that time.
我们看神拣选这个摩西，他有三个阶段。
And God's calling for Moses had three stages.
第一个阶段呢，是从死亡中被拯救。
First is God chose him from death to life.
第二个阶段呢，是在旷野中被打磨。
And the second phase is God shaped him in the wilderness.
一直到第三个阶段呢，是在烧着的荆棘中被呼召。
Until the third phase that God called him at the burning bush.
我们一起来做一个开始的祷告。
Let's have a beginning prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样一个美好的清晨，你赐给我们你宝贵的话语。
Thank you for this beautiful morning and for your wonderful word.
让我们来到你的面前，被你的圣灵充满，还被你的话语充满。
That we may come before you in your Holy Spirit and to be filled with your word.
求你此时此刻，你就按照你的应许，你临在这里与我们同在。
Please be with us according to your own promises.
让我们真的经历你，真的啊，来跟随你。
That we may truly experience you and to follow you.
我们把以下的时间完全仰望在你的手里面。
We commit our time into your hands.
求你得着你配得的一切的赞美和感谢。
May you receive all the glory that is deserving to you.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
And we thank you and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天讲到呢，分成三个部分。
My sermon has three parts.
第一个部分呢是神的拣选临到最不可能的人。
The first part is God's choice. God's election often comes to the people most unlikely.
第二个部分呢是神通过失败和苦难来预备我们。
The second part is that God prepares us through failures and in the wilderness experience.
第三个部分呢是神的呼召彻底的改变我们的身份。
And the third part is God's call would totally transform our identity.
我们一起来读出埃及记的二章一到二节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 2 verses 1 to 2.
有一个利未家的人娶了一个利未女子，那女人怀孕，生了一个儿子，见她俊美，就藏了她三个月。
Now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son.When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months.
在出埃及记的第一章呢，埃及的法老下狠手，要来消灭希伯来人。
In Exodus chapter 1, we read that the Pharaoh of Egypt has made the commandment to kill all the baby boys.
一开始呢，是用奴役苦工去压制他们。
First, he oppressed them with the slavery and hard labor.
结果耶和华神使他们越发的人口增长。
But the Lord Jehovah made the people increase even more.
后来呢，法老王呢又找来这个希伯来的接生婆，让他们把所有的男婴呢都杀死。
And Pharaoh commanded all the Hebrew midwives when they delivered to kill all the boys.
但是呢，这些接生婆他们敬畏耶和华，所以呢没有配合法老王。
But the midwives feared God and they didn't do what Pharaoh commanded them.
到了最后呢，法老王是命令所有的埃及人。说你们要杀死这些希伯来的男孩子。
And toward the end, Pharaoh commanded all the Egyptian soldiers to kill all the Hebrew newborn babies.
然后到了第二章呢，这个女人怀孕生的是一个男孩子。
And then in the second chapter, we read that this woman was pregnant and she gave birth to a son.
这其实是一个很绝望的时刻。
This was a desperate moment.
当这个父亲母亲看见一个刚生下来的一个小 baby, 这个是马上是要被处死的。
When the parents saw that the newborn baby was going to be put to death.
这个时候呢说看见他长相呢非常的俊美。
The mother saw that the baby was a very fine child.
我想每一个母亲看见自己的孩子都会觉得是长相俊美。
I think every mother, when they see their own child, they will say, oh, this is a beautiful baby.
但是这个时候呢他不光是一个外表的这样的俊美，而且可能这个父亲母亲也看到一些属灵的带领。
So I think not only did the parents see that child's appearance was beautiful, but they see what God was leading behind the scene.
他们呢就悄悄地藏了这个孩子三个月。
So they secretly hid the baby for 3 months.
但是这个孩子呢渐渐长大，到了后来呢就不能再藏了。
And the child grew, and then they couldn't hide him anymore.
我们一起来读第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
后来不能再藏，就取了一个蒲草箱。抹上沥青和石漆，把孩子放在里头，放在河边的芦苇中。
But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile.
很多年以前呢，我在信主之前就已经知道这个故事。
And many years ago, before I even became a Christian, I already knew about this story.
那时候呢，有一个这个动画片叫做《埃及的王子》，刚刚出来，我看了。
At that time, there was an animation film is the Prince of Egypt.
在那个动画片里面呢，这一段的情节描写的非常的浪漫。
And then in that animation film, you know, the story was very, very romantic.
这个蒲草的箱子呢，里面放着婴儿的摩西。
And then in that papyrus basket, Moses was laid in it.
飘在尼罗河的水面上面。
It floated along the River Nile.
这个鳄鱼张了嘴要去吃它，没有吃到。
And the crocodile wanted to eat him, but he couldn't do it.
有一个河马过来要吃它呢，也没有吃到。
And then there is a hippopotamus that came over and then he didn't eat him.
啊，觉得很浪漫。
So it's very interesting.
但是当我读到圣经的时候呢，我知道这是一个绝望的时刻。
But when I read the Bible, I know this was a moment of desperation.
其实这个妈妈也不知道把它藏在那个芦苇丛中会有怎么样的后果。
And mother didn't know, you know, if she hid in this puppy basket, what would happen to the baby?
从人的这个逻辑分析呢，这个孩子终将是有意思的。
So with our logic, we would think that death will meet this baby.
但是神他带领的手在这时候非常奇妙的工作。
But God's hand was leading in a very miraculous way.
第四节我们一起来读。
Let's read verse 4.
孩子的姐姐远远站着，要知道他究竟怎么样。
His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him.
这个姐姐，这个米利安，啊，心里肯定是非常难过的。
I think the older sister Miriam must have felt very sad.
她远远地站在那儿，要看这个孩子。
So she stood at a distance to watch the baby.
一起来读第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
法老的女儿来到河边洗澡，她的婢女们在河边行走，她看见箱子在芦苇中，就打发一个婢女去取来。
Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants walked along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female staff to get it.
这时候神呢，很奇妙的带领法老的女儿在这里呢，路过发现了这个箱子。
So God miraculously led Pharaoh's daughter to find this basket.
后来呢，经文告诉我们，她打开以后呢，这个法老的女儿说这是一个希伯来的孩子。
And when she opened the basket, she realized this was a Hebrew child.
那个时候呢，法老王已经命令所有的埃及人要杀死这个希伯来的男婴。
At that time, Pharaoh has made a commandment that all the baby, Hebrew babies will be killed.
但是这个时候呢，神感动那个法老的女儿，她那种女性的那种良善，那种怜悯心、同情心就发了出来。
And God moved this Pharaoh's daughter to have compassion and love for the baby.
她就没有遵守法老王那样一个残忍的命令，而是收养了这个男婴。
So she didn't obey Pharaoh's command, and she adopted this baby boy.
而且很奇妙的是，这时候那个摩西的姐姐，她看到这个事情发生，她跑去找那个法老的女儿，说：“我去给你在希伯来的妇人中找一个奶妈来养这个孩子，好不好？”
So the sister saw that, and she went to Pharaoh's daughter and said, "Oh, can I find a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby for you?"
后来你知道找的是谁吗？找的就是摩西他的亲妈妈。
And she found their own mother.
所以是非常的奇妙的一件事情。
So this is very, very interesting, amazing.
本来这个摩西是一定要死的。
In the beginning, we know that Moses was sure to die.
结果呢，神非但没有让他死，保留了他的性命，而且呢，让他被埃及法老王的女儿收养了。
But God not only prevented his death, but also let him to be adopted by Pharaoh's daughter.
让他自己的母亲呢来照顾他。
And let his own mother to take care of him.
我们来读第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
孩子见长，妇人把他带到法老的女儿那里，就做了他的儿子。他给孩子起名叫摩西，意思说，因我把他从水里拉上来。
When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water."
这个我们看旧约圣经啊，包括新约里面很多人的名字呢，都是希伯来文的名字。
We see in the Bible, from the Old Testament, even the New Testament, many names are in Hebrew.
但是神学家呢，来分析啊。验证了这节经文，就是摩西这个名字呢，是一个埃及语言的名字。
And theologians have verified that, the name of Moses is a name of an Egyptian name.
这个法老的女儿给他起名字呢，叫做摩西，说因我把他从水里拉上来。这个名字呢，意思就是这个拉上来的意思。
Pharaoh's daughter named him Moses, meaning I have drew him out of water.
这个法老的女儿不知道呢。这个名字还有另外一层意思。
But Pharaoh's daughter didn't know there's another meaning to that name.
因为神要使用摩西，把希伯来人从这个奴役的水深火热之中要拉上来。
Because he wanted to save the Hebrew people from the fiery water out of their slavery.
我们呢来到今天讲到的第二个部分。
So let's come to our second part.
神通过失败和苦难来预备我们。
God prepares us through failure and the wilderness and failure.
我们一起来读十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
后来摩西长大，他出去看他弟兄们，看他们的劳苦，他看见一个埃及人打一个希伯来人。
One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where he saw his people, his own people, and watched them at their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people.
摩西的这个文化的背景呢，很像是一个在美国出生的华人的孩子。
Moses' background, culture background, is like a Chinese born in the United States.
而且呢，他还被收养在这个有权势的美国人的家庭里面一样。
As if someone was adopted into a powerful American family.
那么，对于我们华人在这个海外的华人来说，我们的身份、文化身份到底是什么样的
？For overseas Chinese, what is our cultural identification?
特别是对我们在这里生长的这个后代来说，他们的文化身份是什么样子
？Especially for our second generation, what would be their cultural identity?
有弟兄告诉我说，他的这个孩子呢，在美国生、美国长，一直都是讲英文的。
A brother told me that their child, said that their child grew up in the United States and they grew up speaking English.
本来呢，对中国的文化，对于这个他祖辈的祖国是没有概念的。
They had no concept about their own cultural background and their motherland.
结果后来呢，到了中学的时候呢，在这个美国的历史课本里面，有对于中国古代文明的这个描写，而且评价非常高。
And then when he went to secondary school, he read in the books at the school that they have a high value toward Chinese ancient culture.
这时候呢，他回了家，他问这个爸爸妈妈。
That's when he went home and asked his parents.
说中国到底是什么样子
？So what is China? What is China like?
我想去中国看一看。
I want to go visit China.
这是一个文化身份的觉醒。
So this is awakening from his own cultural identity.
在这个十一节里面，我们看见摩西经历的这样一个文化身份的觉醒。
And so in verse 11, we see that Moses experiencing his cultural awakening.
他本来是成长在埃及的皇宫里面的。
He grew up in the palace in Egypt.
这个埃及人，特别是这些贵族，是非常鄙视这个希伯来奴隶的。
And the Egyptians, especially the aristocrats, they looked down on the Hebrew slaves.
可能从小呢，摩西都是要隐藏他的这个出身，他的这种文化背景的。
So even while growing up, Moses had to hide his identity and his own background.
但是这时候他长大了，他的文化身份意识觉醒了。
And he was awakened from his own cultural identity.
他更愿意呢去认同这些跟他血统一样的希伯来奴隶。
He was more willing to identify himself.With those Hebrew slaves.
他作为一个王子呢，他出去看他的这些希伯来弟兄们，看见他们的劳苦。
As a prince, he went out to look out for his brothers and see their hard labor.
结果这时候呢，他看见有一个埃及人打一个希伯来人。
And he saw an Egyptian beating up on a Hebrew.
这时候他里面的那种血气，他里面那种愤怒就迸发出来。
So his rage and his flesh began to jump out.
我们一起来读十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
他左右观看，见没有人，就把埃及人打死了，藏在沙土里。
Looking this way and that, and seeing no one, he struck down the Egyptian and hid his body in the sand.
他看见了希伯来人在埃及所受的苦难。
He saw how Hebrews suffered in Egypt.
但是他呢，犯了一个错误。
But he made a mistake.
他想要靠他自己的血气来解决这个问题。
He wanted to solve that problem by his own flesh.
他犯了谋杀罪。
And he committed a murder.
他藏在沙土里，以为没有人发现。
He hid the body in the sand, thinking that nobody would see it.
结果后来呢，又有一次，这个两个希伯来人他们在发生争执。
And another time, there are two Hebrews quarreling among themselves.
摩西觉得我是这个埃及的王子。
And Moses thought that he was a prince of Egypt.
我有权威。
I have the authority.
他呢就去主持公道。
So he wanted to execute his own justice.
结果有一个。希伯来人说：“你到底是谁呀？你凭什么来管我们
？”So he was asking, "Who are you? What right do you have to control or manage us?"
你想打死我，就像你打死那个埃及人一样吗
？You want to kill me like you how you killed the Egyptian?
哇，四十岁的摩西这时候非常的惧怕。
So 40 years old Moses became very afraid.
他知道这个事情呢，不光是被人看见，而且有可能是。被人传出去了。
He knew his murder before was seen by other people, and was the secret was leaked out.
我们一起来读十四、十五两节。
Let's read verses 14 to 15.
摩西说：“人已经知道这事了。法老听见这事，就想杀摩西， 但摩西逃避法老去住在米甸地。
Then Moses was afraid and thought, what I did must have become known. When Pharaoh heard of this, he tried to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in Midian, where he sat down by a well.
对于法老来说，这是一个大逆不道的事情。
For Pharaoh, this is something that's unforgivable.
本来呢，你作为一个希伯来人啊，收养在这个王宫里面，已经对你仁至义尽了。
As a Hebrew being adopted into the palace, you know, we've done the best for you.
结果你现在呢，还准备造反，你还杀了这个埃及人。
But now you want to rebel and even killed an Egyptian?
哎呀，摩西他之前的四十年，他的那种优渥的生活，他所受的教育，他那种志得意满、意气风发，可能遇到了巨大的挫折。
So the past 40 years when Moses grew up in the palace, he had a very good life. Now he's afraid something might happen.
他就逃走了，而且我们从地图上来看呢，他逃的距离还是很远的。
And so he fled. And from the map, we can see the distance is quite far.
他从那个全世界可能最繁华的一个都市的王宫里面，一直逃到了旷野，逃到了沙漠的边缘。
From the most populous palace, he fled into a wilderness.
我们一起来读二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
那时埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工就叹息哀求，他们的哀声达于神。
During that long period, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out, and their cry for help because of the slavery went up to God.
希伯来人在埃及地呢做奴隶已经有几百年的时间了。
There have been several hundred years that the Hebrews have been slaves in Egypt.
但是呢，一直到了这个时候呢，这个圣经才告诉我们，他们这个叹息哀求，而且他们的哀声被神听到了。
And the Bible tells us that not until now that they begin to cry out to God, and God heard their cry.
并不是神之前一直。没有听到，这时候才听到。
It's not that God haven't heard them before, that until now he heard them.
而是神一直都关心他们，只是这个时候呢，神准备要采取行动。
But that God has always cared for them, but at this time God was about to take action.
我们一起来读二十四节。
Let's read 24.
神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒。
God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
很多时候我们处在人生的不同的挑战之中。
Many times we are situated in different challenges in our lives.
有的是在工作上的，有的是在财务上的。
Sometimes in career, sometimes in your finances.
有的时候是在健康方面的，有的时候是在家庭关系里。
Sometimes in our family relationships.
我们一直在求告神，神他真的听见吗？
We have been crying out to God, but has God really heard us?
神真的关心我们的处境吗？
Does God really care about our circumstances?
这个圣经告诉我们，神真的听见。
And the Bible tells that God did.
而且他呢？
Did hear.
他也关心我们的处境。
And he cares about our situation.
那我们就要问，神为什么没有这个马上采取行动呢？
And then we would ask, why God didn't take action right away?
神有他自己的时间表，有他的计划，是我们
所不知道的。God has his own schedule, his own plan that we don't know.
我们一起来读二十五节。
Let's read 25.
神看顾以色列人，也知道他们的苦情。
So God looked on the Israelites and was concerned about them.
神为什么会让这些挫折、这些失败，甚至是苦难发生在我们的生命里面？
Why did God let all this frustration, this affliction, and this hardship in our lives?
很多时候，这些困难。不完全是坏事情。
And many times some of these afflictions may not be something that's bad.
我们看神拣选摩西，让他接受最好的教育，让他可能这个营养也是充分饱满足的。然后呢，他有各种领导的技能，在这个埃及的王宫里面被训练出来。
We see that Moses grown up in the palace. He has very good education background. He was fed very well, and then he has developed many many different skills.
在他杀死那个埃及人之前，如果我问一开始问大家的问题，有没有人没有经历过挫折和失败？我估计摩西可能都举手了。
Before Moses killed this Egyptian, if I would ask him, "Have you ever experienced any frustration or failure?" Moses would say, "Oh, I haven't."
但是神为什么那个时候没有开始使用他
？But why didn't God use him before that?
因为他的生命呢没有沉淀。
Because he hasn't condensed his life.
他的 那个性格呢，没有经过陶造。
And his character was not shaped yet.
他没有那种成熟度在他的生命里面。
He didn't have that maturity in his life.
有的时候你去观察一个人，你看他的那个眼睛，他那个眼神。
Sometimes when you look at someone, you will look into their eyes.
能够看到很多他性格的性格的信息出来。
You can see many, many messages about their character.
有的人你去看他的眼神，你能看出来这个人可能之前没有太多的风浪，没有经历过这个生活的毒打。
Sometimes you see the people into their eyes, you can kind of guess that they haven't experienced much tumult in their lives.
但是呢，作为一个要去完成那样艰巨的任务，把希伯来人带出这个埃及奴役的领袖，他必须有很多坚毅在他的性格里面。
But for someone who is about to lead the Hebrews out of Egypt, he must have some training and have some determination experience in his life.
我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分。
Now we come to the third part of our message.
就是神的呼召彻底的改变我们的身份。
That is God's calling would totally transform our identity.
我们一起来读三章的一节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 1.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶推罗的羊群，一日他领羊群往野外去，来到神的山，就是何烈山。
Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
摩西呢，作为一个埃及的王子，他出逃，逃了很远的地方，到了米甸地。
As the prince of Egypt, he fled to a very faraway country, Midian.
后来呢，他就给这个米甸的祭司叶推罗呢，去放养他的羊群，作为一个雇工。
And he was tending the sheep of Jethro, the priest of Midian.
而且呢，还娶了这个叶推罗的女儿为妻。
And he also married Jethro's daughter Zipporah.
到了出埃及记的三章一节呢，摩西已经在旷野牧羊四十年了。
So as we come to Exodus chapter 3, Moses has been tending his father-in-law's sheep for 40 years.
从人的眼睛来看，如果神没有在这个摩西40岁的时候拣选他，使用他，可能之后都不会再有机会。
From our perspective, if God hasn't chosen Moses when he was 40, then there may never be another chance.
这40年在旷野牧羊，这个生活呢，是跟原来在埃及的王宫里的生活是完全是不一样的。
And tending the sheep in the wilderness for 40 years is totally different from the life in the palace of Egypt.
可能原来这个摩西他的梦想，他的那种这个志向都已经被消磨了。
And Moses' dream or his ambition probably were all faded away.
他可能这一辈子都感觉他生活在失败之中了。
And maybe by now he felt all his life he will be living in failure.
这个时候呢，反倒是神要使用他的时候。
But at this time is probably the time that God would use him.
我们一起来读三章二节。
Let's read verse 2.
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向他显现。
There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush.
这个是一个很奇妙的神迹。
It is a very amazing miracle.
然后第四节我们一起来读。
Now let's read verse 4.
神见摩西过来要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西，他说，我在这里。
When the Lord saw that he had come over to look, God called out to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses, and Moses said, Here I am.
这四十年，作为一个牧羊人，一个社会经济地位低下的牧羊人的摩西呢，这时候居然神呢，亲自的呼唤他的名字。
At this time, as a shepherd for 40 years,And as someone who lived in a very economically low status, this is the time God called out Moses.
在你的生命里面有没有经历过那样的时刻？
Have you experienced such time in your life?
神呼叫你的名字。
When God called out your name.
然后摩西说，我在这里。
And Moses said, here I am.
他不完全明白这一切是什么情况。
He hasn't known what this is all about.
但是他说，我在这里。
But he said, I'm here.
然后呢？神又说，我们一起读第六节。
And let's read six. God said again.
又说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙羞，不敢看神。
Then he said, I'm the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God.
我们从这个经文去分析呢，摩西在他过往的年日里面其实不认识耶和华神。
As we look at this verse, we can analyze that Moses probably didn't know God in his previous years.
没有建立起这种个人的跟神的关系。
He hasn't established a personal relationship with the God of his fathers.
可能他生长在那个埃及的王宫里面，整个埃及的社会是一个拜偶像的多神教的一个社会。
And when he lived in the palace of Egypt, you know, the culture and the religion was multi-god worship.
他可能跟这个希伯来人的社区呢有一定的联系，但是这些希伯来人可能在那几百年的时间里面跟神的这种关系也渐渐的疏远了。
He might have some connection with the Hebrew community, but the Hebrews back then might not be close to God for many, many years.
就好像我们在我们自己过往的年日里面，可能跟神没有太多的交集。
Just like in our previous years, you know, we didn't have many, many interactions with God.
可能我们不真正的认识神。
And maybe we didn't know God truly.
但是神呢，这时候向摩西显现，而且叫他的名字，摩西，摩西。
But this time, God appeared to Moses and called out his name.
这时候说摩西蒙羞，他不敢看神。
And Moses felt so ashamed that he wouldn't dare to look at God.
我们想他贵为这个埃及的王子，应该是很有自信心的。
As a prince of Egypt, we thought Moses may be full of self-confidence.
但是这时候呢，他已经失败，生活在失败中四十年了。
But this time he felt he was living in failure for 40 years.
他可能觉得他这个自信心已经没有了。
He might have lost all his confidence.
而且当一个有罪的人，跟这个圣洁的神相遇的时候，人自然的这个感觉，这个反应。是惧怕，是羞愧的。
But when a sinner come to face with God, naturally he would feel shameful.
我们一起来读第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
耶和华说：“我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了；他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。”
The Lord said, "I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers.And I am concerned about their suffering.
圣经呢，在这里说神看见，神听见。
So here, the Bible tells that God have seen and God have heard.
他知道我们所经历的这一切。
He knows everything we experienced.
而且他关心我们。
And he cares for us.
我们一起来读第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
故此，我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。
So now go, I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.
如果说神对于这个40岁的摩西，那个年富力强的摩西，作为埃及王子的摩西说这个话，好像是很合情合理的。
If God had spoken to Moses when he was 40, when he was youthful and strong, this may be correct.
但是这个时候摩西呢已经80岁了，是一个从今天的角度来看都已经是个老人，在那个古代社会呢更是这个非常年老的一个人。
And at this time when Moses was 80, you know, in ancient time, he is considered a very fragile, very weak old person.
而且呢他这时候的身份呢只是一个牧羊人，而且已经牧羊40年，他已经这40年中没有做过任何有领导力的事情了。
And this time he has been a shepherd for 40 years. He hasn't assumed any kind of leadership position.
然后呢，耶和华神说：“我要打发你去见谁呢？去见这个当时世界上可能最有权势的一个领袖，要去见法老。”
And God told him, Moses, I want you to go see Pharaoh, maybe the most powerful first person in the world at that time.
使你可以将我的百姓从以色列人从埃及地领出来。
So that you can bring my people Israelites out of Egypt.
这是一个mission impossible.
This is a 不可能的任务。
这是不可能完成的。
Yeah, it's impossible to accomplish.
从人的眼中来看。
From our point of view.
我们一起来读十一节。
Let's read 11.
摩西对神说：“我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？”神说：“我必与你同在。”
But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I will be with you."
摩西，我猜测他不是没有见过法老的。
No, it's impossible for Moses not to have met Pharaoh.
他在埃及的王宫里长大。
He grew up in the palace.
现在的这个埃及法老有可能是他小时候的玩伴。
And the current Pharaoh may be his playmate when he was growing up.
但是呢，摩西说：“我是什么人呢？
But Moses
我怎么能去见法老？”
Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh?
你能够 体会他那个语气，他里面的原来的那种自信心，甚至他那个骄傲已经完全被破碎了。
Can you feel that his pride, his self-confidence, you know, is having all broken by now?
我是什么人，可以将以色列人从埃及领出来呢
？Who am I that I should lead the Israelites out of Egypt?
这些以色列人在埃及地已经做了几百年的奴隶了。
They have been slaves in Egypt for hundreds of years.
埃及人怎么可能答应让这些人离开埃及呢
？How would the Egyptians let these Israelites out of Egypt?
我们来看耶和华神怎么样去回应他。
And let's see how God responds to Moses.
神没有去解释他究竟是什么人。
God did not explain who he really is.
没有说摩西啊，你不要这样自卑。
He didn't say, Moses, don't look down on yourself.
我曾经把你放在这个埃及的王宫里面，你是贵为这个埃及的王子。
I have put you in the palace before, and you were a prince.
神也没有说你曾经经历过失败。
And God didn't say, no, you have experienced so many failures.
我们过去的成功和我们的失败都无所谓。
Our success or failure doesn't matter anymore.
我们自己的能力强还是弱无所谓。
And whether our ability is strong or weak, it doesn't matter.
我们自己的信心是不是完全的还是说我们的信心非常有限这都无所谓。
Whether our faith is strong or whether we have little faith, it doesn't matter.
神只有一个回应说我必与你同在这是最关键的事情。
God has only one response, which is, I will be with you, that is the most important.
然后呢我们一起来读十二节。
Let's read 12.
你将百姓从埃及领出来之后你们必在这山上侍奉我。这就是我打发你去的证据。
And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you.When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain.
摩西这个时候没有信心。
And Moses had no confidence or faith right now.
他问神说：“别人怎么知道是你打发我去的呢
？”And he asked God, "How can I tell people that it is you who sent me?"
然后耶和华神说呢：“我派你去做的这个事情，从人的眼中来看，是一个不可能完成的任务。
”God told Moses, "You know what I assign you to do is impossible in people's eyes."
但是这个事情一定会做成，等做成的时候，你们就知道。
But this will for sure to accomplish. Once it's accomplished, you will know.
你们就知道是神真的派你去做这
个事情。You will know that it is I who sent you.
我们来回顾一下我们今天讲到的三个要点。
So let's look back the three important parts of my message today.
第一点呢，我们学习到神的拣选临到了最不可能的人。
First, we found out that God's choice sometimes comes to the most unlikely people.
摩西被拣选的时候，他是一个奴隶的孩子。
When Moses was chosen, he was a son of a slave.
作为一个男孩，在当时的大环境下，他是必定要死的一个人。
As a boy, and that under that circumstances, he was sure to die.
但是神呢，通过奇妙的带领，居然让他自己的妈妈能够照顾他，而且他被这个埃及的法老的女儿收养。
By God's amazing guidance, he was nursed by his own mother, and he was adopted into the Pharaoh's palace.
我们学到的第二个要点呢，就是神通过失败和苦难来预备我们。
And the second point is that God would train us through, prepare us through our failures and wilderness experience.
本来摩西呢，在这个埃及的王宫里面四十年。我猜想他一定是接受了最好的教育，他在物质上、这个文化上都得到很好的这样的供应。
I think Moses grew up in the palace for 40 years. He must have had received the best education, well provided, and well fed.
但是神呢，并没有在那个时候呢去使用他。
But God did not use him that time.
相反呢，是通过失败还有苦难，让他在旷野的牧养四十年，去让他沉淀下来。去陶造他的性格。
On the contrary, God used him after he was trained in the wilderness for 40 years, that he's been reshaped by God.
在圣经里面呢，还有别的例子，让我们知道神是这样去准备一个人的。
And there are many, many other examples in the Bible that we know God trained us in such a way.
比方说，在创世纪的里面，这个约瑟是我很喜欢的一个人物。
For example, Joseph in the book of Genesis, which is someone I admire a lot.
这个约瑟还小的时候呢，这个神已经拣选他，而且从人的眼中来看呢，他有很多潜力。
And Moses was chosen, Joseph was chosen by God when he was very young because he had a lot of potential.
他是那样的聪颖，而且他有父母的偏爱。
He was so intelligent and he was favored by his parents.
结果我们看，这个他遭遇了一系列的苦难，受委屈，这个被出卖， 甚至是面临这个生命的危险。
After he was afflicted, he was even betrayed, and he faced many dangers.
神呢，通过这一系列的苦难和挫折呢，去预备约瑟。
And through those afflictions and through those frustrations, God prepared Joseph.
后来呢，大大的使用他。
And then God used him mightily.
让他在埃及呢做宰相。
That he became the prime minister of Egypt.
因为他的智慧呢，他这个预备了存这个存储了很多的粮食，救了很多人的命。
And because of his wisdom, he stored up a lot of crops and saved many lives.
甚至呢，救了这个雅各的全家。
Even saving his own father's whole family.
这个道理呢，不光是圣经这样教导我们。
And this truth, not only does the Bible teach us.
连中国古代的先哲呢，也懂得这个道理。
Even the sages of ancient China understand this.
孟子说，天将降大任于世人也。
And Manchu said, you know, when God wants to put a great tax on someone,
必先苦其心志，
劳其筋骨，
饿其体肤，空乏其
身，
行拂
乱
其所为，所以动心忍性，增益其所不能。
Okay, Chris, I will translate that to you later. Roger and Gigi, which means, you know, when God want, before God want, was about to put a heavy task on somebody.He will train him. He will make him go hungry. You know, he will put a lot of affliction on this person before he can be used.
所以，我前面问大家，你的生命中经历过挫折和失败
？So in the beginning, I asked, you know, have anyone experienced failures and frustrations?
如果我们没有经历过这些挫折和失败，当然是好事情。
Of course, it's good that we don't go through all that.
好。但是如果发生了这些挫折和失败，也不完全是坏事情。
But it's not all bad when we face, you know, frustration and failures.
我们所经历的没有一件事情是白费的。
Nothing is not unnecessary.
有的哲学家说过呢，说这个成功是一个很吝啬的老师。
And some philosophers say that success is a very mean teacher.
很多时候呢，失败教导我们更多的。这个功课
，because failures can teach us much, much more.
我们今天学到的第三个要点呢，是神的呼召彻底的改变我们的身份。
And the third core truth is that God's call can totally transform our identity.
摩西呢，问这个耶和华说：“我是谁呀？我怎么能去见法老？怎么能带以色列人出埃及呢
？”Moses asked, "Who am I that I'm able to lead the Israelites out of Egypt?"
耶和华神没有去直接回应他的问题。
God did not respond to his question directly.
因为不管是摩西也好，还是我们自己也好，我们究竟是谁，我们有什么样的能力，无所谓。
Whether it's Moses or us, what ability we have, who we really are, really doesn't matter.
我们是一个成功的人，还是一个失败的人，无关紧要。
Whether we're successful or a person who experienced failure, doesn't matter.
甚至我们的信心呢，非常的强，还是很软弱，也都没有关系。
Even if our faith is strong or weak.Doesn't matter.
最重要的是神的呼召，而且耶和华说：“我必与你同在。”
And most importantly is when God called you and He said, "I will be with you."
旷野是神学院。
The wilderness is a seminary.
摩西在旷野四十年，他学了什么呢
？Why did Moses learn while he was in the wilderness for 40 years?
有什么是他在埃及的宫殿里学不到的呢
？What are the lessons that he couldn't have learned in the palace of Egypt?
为什么神在预备他的时候，前四十年放他在埃及的王宫里面
？Why did God prepare him for 40 years in the palace？
为什么又花四十年的时间让他在旷野去牧羊
？And then God spent another 40 years training him in the wilderness as a shepherd.
那么在旷野，他学会了谦卑。
So in the wilderness, I believe Moses learned humility.
在旷野，他学会了等候。
He learned to wait.
而且呢？这个从字面的意义上来讲呢，他学会了牧羊。
And literally, he learned to be a shepherd.
那么这正是他领导以色列人啊所需的这个领导力。
And these are the necessary qualities as a leader to lead the Israelites.
很重要的技能。
A very, very important skills, very necessary skills.
然后呢，我说失败是这个神学院的学费。
Failure is a tuition fee for attending the seminary.
摩西他杀了埃及人。
Moses killed an Egyptian.
他是凭着他的血气，他想要靠他自己的能力去解决以色列人被奴役的问题。
He did that with his own flesh, with his own ability to solve a problem.
这是他人生遭遇的最大的失败。
Which is a biggest failure in his life.
我们感觉他的人生呢，完全的被翻转了。
We feel that his life was turned upside down.
他本来呢是埃及的王子，后来呢他变成了一个旷野中的牧羊人。
From a prince to become a shepherd.
本来呢觉得他可以干一番大的事业，后来呢他只能照顾十几只、二十几只的羊。
From a mighty career to tending few sheep.
但是呢，神没有放弃摩西。
But God did not forsake Moses.
神呢带领他去旷野四十年，让他做好准备。
God led him to the wilderness for him to be prepared.
那么我想让大家呢，在接下去的一周，啊，你写下来你生命中的一个你觉得最重大的失败。
So in the following week, I would like you to go home and write down the biggest failure you think is in your life.
那么，写下这个失败之后呢，你再写下这个失败教了你什么？是你不能够从成功中学到的东西。
And after you have written down that failure, I want you to think, what lesson have you learned from that experience, which is something you could never learn while you were successful?
然后呢，你来到神面前祷告。
And you would come to God and pray.
你祷告，让神使用这个失败成为神预备你的一个部分。
Let God use that failure to prepare you better.
这样的话，我们所经历的就没有白白的经历。
So that we did not waste our experience.
到了最后呢，我请大家一起来背诵三章十二节。
And finally, let us all memorize Exodus 3 verse 12.
我们一起来读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
Let's read three times.
我们一起来读：我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我。我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我。我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我。
I will be with you when you have brought the people out of Egypt. You will worship God on this mountain.
准备好了吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
Okay, so memorize, recite that to the person next to you.
感谢主，大家背得很快。
You're doing good.
我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
Let's have a concluding prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and our Holy Ghost.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样美好的经文。
Thank you for these wonderful scripture.
让我们看见你是如何的拣选和预备了摩西。
That we see how you have chosen and prepared Moses.
主啊，你使用这样的挫折和这样的苦难。来陶造他的性格。
Lord, you have used all these failures and these hardships to shape his character.
主啊，也让我们在这样的经文里面看见我们自己。
Help us see ourselves in this scripture.
主啊，让我们成为愿意被你重塑的人。
That we are willing to become a person being reshaped by you.
愿你来使用我们。
May you use us.
主啊，也在这过程中来陶造我们的品格。
And in this process, please shape our character.
谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
And thank you, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.